We've asked a friend of mine to come in here and give us a little background on a rather amazing adventure. He actually turned out to be not so much an adventure, a very great accomplishment that he did, though, paddling. There's a lot of kayak and canoe paddlers up here, and I think people will appreciate understanding what Keith Morris did last week. He had this in mind since last year when he tried to paddle from Fall Lake in Ely and make it back to his cabin on Poplar Lake within 24 hours. Ran into a little rough weather last year, and he had to camp out for a while under his boat, I guess. But this year he went back to try it again. So he's here with us now to tell us a little bit about it. Keith, tell us what the route was that you took. And I know you started at 4 a.m. on Fall Lake in Ely. Where did you go from there?
Right. Well, if you have about 20 minutes, I can tell you the route. Well, you go from Fall Lake into Newton Lake, into Pipestone Bay on Basswood, down to Hoyce Bay, Back Bay, the main part of Basswood, to Prairie Portage, or Prairie Portage to Birch Lake, to Carp Lake, to Mellon Lake, to Knife Lake, down Knife Lake, to Cypress, to Otter Track, to Swamp Lake, to Saginaw, cross Sag to the Granite River, up the Granite River the wrong way.
Upstream, okay.
Upstream to Marabou, Nice, Clove, Magnetic Lake, into Gunflint Lake. And you take a left turn on Gunflint Lake, and you go down Gunflint to Little Gunflint, to Little North Lake, North Lake, South Lake, Rat Lake, Rose Lake. You part with the border at Rose Lake.
You go up the Stairway Portage.
Up Stairway Portage the wrong way again.
Yeah.
Into Duncan, West Bearskin, then Hungry Jack.
And then you run out of water.
Run out of water, then it's a 2-mile hike back to my cabin on Poplar.
Keith, what kind of tea do you drink? My memory could never remember all those lakes.
Well,
I want some of that.
I had 24 hours to think about it.
Okay.
Every single minute of the 24 hours I was
thinking
about it.
Did you have a map out?
I only had a map for the first 30 to 40 miles of the trip. That's all. It was just a hand-drawn map. And one of my little sub-things about this trip was I did not want to use the map to find the portages. I just wanted to do it from memory, and there are 30 portages to find. And the far end was really chancy. I was paddling along, and I was wondering, God, am I in the right place?
The far end of what? You mean when you're at night?
No, this is Fall Lake end.
Oh, Fall Lake, okay.
The far end of the boundary waters over to the west. I don't know that area that well. And it was really a challenge to just find the portage just from memory from last year. And I was able to do it. I surprised myself. But once I get to Sag, it's kind of walk in the park.
After and I offered you my GPS, which you declined.
Right. I didn't want to rely on any technical innovations. I just wanted to be self-reliant. I mean, I'm not a tech person, so.
Except for your kayak, which you'll have to explain
sometime.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about the boat you paddled.
Well, it's a hybrid boat. It's my own design. It has as most people know, portaging a kayak is just not a good idea. But I've developed my own built-in yoke system that serves as both a seat back and a yoke. It's attached in two places, and you just pivot it from being a seat back into being a yoke. It takes 1 second. It's attached to the boat. You never lose it. And then you just rotate it back to being seat back, just 1 second. And also it has large hatch covers because getting packs and gear in and out of a kayak is through the small hatch covers is very difficult.
So this is
a
Boundary Waters kayak you've designed,
right.
Basically.
It's basically designed just for the Boundary Waters.
And what's it made out of?
It's cedar strip. It's 18 feet long, 21 inches wide. And my latest one weighs 32 pounds, so it's light,
so it's
fast.
And what did you carry besides the 32-pound kayak?
Not much. I had a fanny pack, and I had a day pack with my food in it.
Mm-hmm. How much did the case of beer weigh?
Well, no, it was the 32 peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
That weighed me down.
So Did you paddle through the night, right?
Yep, I started it at night. The moon was up. I paddled the first hours in darkness into Newton, and on Pipestone Bay, the sun was coming up, and I was paddling directly into a blinding sunrise, and I couldn't see a thing. You know, I didn't know where the portage was. And then at the end of Gunflint Lake, after about 20 hours of paddling, the sun was setting, beautiful sunset, and the moon was coming up at that time, so I had the moon coming up as the sun was going down, so I had illuminations at both ends at night. So I planned it to be, I planned to paddle ideally on June 23rd or June 24th, the full moon, longest day of the year.
Plus you had favorable winds.
Yep, and I would not do it unless I had good weather, because I learned last year that you can die out there if you don't have good weather. It's just right. not a good idea.
And how did your body fare?
Surprisingly well. At the end of, after paddling 24 hours, I really felt like I could keep paddling for another 20 miles if I needed to. But I went to bed about 3:30 that night, and when I woke up the next morning, I could not sit up. I had to roll over on my side and push myself up with my arms to get out of bed. And yeah. Putting on your socks, just forget about it. It was wow. my body really took a beating.
So was there any pain involved in the paddling?
It's not pain. It's just tremendous discomfort.
Okay.
Your shoulders, your joints, your muscles. It's really a mental game to kind of overcome the. It's just discomfort. You are not comfortable for hour after hour, and it is semi-painful, but not no sharp pain or anything.
I always call those things strong sensations, yeah. Not pain.
No, that's right. It. That's yes. The way to do it. Yes. Yes. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent point there.
Many hours of strong sensation.
That yeah. helps. That'll help Keith for the next trip.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he's going to do a 48-hour.
No, they say you're supposed to get smarter with age.
Oh, yeah.
But it evidently doesn't work with me. Buck either.
Oh, I bet you learned a lot on that trip.
Yes, I did. I learned I'll never try that again.
Okay, we've been talking with Keith Morris, who just completed an epic 24-hour paddle and hike back to his cabin from Ely. Great adventure and a lot of admiration from the rest of us, Keith. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.